A pivot table is a powerful analytical tool, but in some instances you might want to analyze data visually. Using Excel, you can create a pivot chart to graphically represent and rearrange information. To create a pivot chart that is associated with this pivot table, click Pivot Table and then click Pivot Chart. A pivot chart based on the same source data as the pivot table is now displayed on a new worksheet.
Pivot tables contain row and column fields. Pivot charts, on the other hand, contain category fields and series fields. Like pivot tables, pivot charts contain data fields and page fields. If you want to change the way data is displayed, you can modify the chart in the same way you modify a pivot table. To remove the category field from the pivot chart, drag the Category Field button here. The pivot table now displays the grand total of sales for each employee.
Now let's view the average monthly sales for each employee. To change how the data is summarized, you need to make changes in the associated pivot table report. Click the Sheet 1 tab. Notice that the change you made to the pivot chart is reflected in the pivot table. Click the Field Settings button.
To display the average sales totals, click Average in the Summarize By box. Click OK. The data in the pivot table is updated to display the sales average of each employee. To view the changes in the pivot chart, click the Chart 1 tab. This employee has the highest average monthly sales total.
AdventureWorks employees receive 10% commission on all sales. Let's determine the amount of money each employee earned in commission during the last two quarters of the year. Click the Employee Field button. Click Pivot Chart, point to Formulas, and then click Calculated Field.
To name the new field, type Commission. Press the Tab key. To enter a formula, click Sales Total in the Fields list and then click Insert Field. To enter the rate of commission, type the text that appears in the text window and click OK. In addition to the average sales total, the table now displays the commission earned by each employee.
Now let's hide the average sales total so that the chart illustrates only the results from the calculated field that you added. Click this arrow. Now clear the average of sales total checkbox and click OK. This employee has received close to $2,000 in sales commission in the past 6 months.
AdventureWorks management would like to see the impact of giving each salesperson a 5% raise on commissions. To see how this would affect the current data, let's modify the calculated field that you just created. Click the Employee Field button. Click Pivot Chart, point to Formulas, and then click Calculated Field. Click the Name arrow and then click Commission.
To change the formula, drag to select the zero in the formula box. Type 5 and then click OK. To update the chart, click the Refresh Data button. The commission amounts are adjusted upwards, earning the strongest salesperson about $1,000 more than previously.
Now let's view data from the first half of the year. To change the data source for the pivot chart, you'll need to use the Pivot Table worksheet. Click the Sheet 1 tab. Click the Data menu and then click Pivot Table and Pivot Chart Report.
The last page of the wizard is displayed. The change needs to be made on the previous page of the wizard, so click Back. To select a different data source for the pivot chart, click the Q1 and Q2 tab. Now click Finish. To view the changes made to the pivot chart, click the Chart 1 tab. Now the chart displays the sales data for each employee during the first and second quarters.
Using pivot charts, you can graphically present and manipulate large amounts of data.